Hafidez and Minagov na Ogan Tautau Guam. As we conclude another legislative session, it is my pleasure to update you, the people of Guam, on the progress of the Guam Legislature this past week. E. Legislatorn Guahan reviewed approximately 40 bills covering a variety of topics, ranging from improving our island's infrastructure to the safety of our children at school, in daycare, or on our roads. Senator Mana Silva Tyron introduced a bill to expedite the repair of the southern bridges so that our people can travel safely to and from work and home. Senators Dennis Rodriguez Jr. and Dr. Aline Yamashita introduced a bill to improve a 32-year-old set of rules and regulations governing daycare for our children. Senator Adolfo Palacios introduced an act to ensure that our children are kept safe when entering or exiting their school buses. Senator Frank Blas Jr. authored legislation to establish policy for the approval of worker housing as we prepare for the incoming workforce with the military buildup. Bill 68 by Senator Tina Rose Munia Barnes authored to bring resolution to a 50-year-old property rezoning dispute. Senators Tony Atta and Rory Respecio authored a bill that limits access for registered sex offenders to social websites like Facebook and other chat sites frequented by minors. As for myself, I introduced legislation that updates the rules and regulations for teacher certification and sets standards for Chamorro language and culture educators. Senator Chris Duenas sponsored a bill to further prevent invasive species from impacting our ecosystem. Senator Ben Pangilinan authored Bill 140, requiring the government of Guam to prioritize tax refund payments on a monthly basis. The governor has stated that the paying refunds is a goal of his administration, and with Senator Pangilinan's bill, your tax payment would be top priority. The fact is that our people need their tax refunds. The governor knows it, we know it, and Senator Pangilinan crafted legislation to make sure it happens. The Guam Legislature has and shall continue to work diligently on identifying solutions to get your tax refunds without adding significantly to our debt and to further burdening future generations. And we will continue to discuss Bill 140 in the next legislative session. Tax refunds, COLA payments, education, safety and health made up this week's legislative agenda, and your legislature voted unanimously on almost every bill. This shows that your leaders remain faithful in their commitment to working together, despite our differences, in the spirit of Inat Malik, in order that the best interests of the people are carried forward. Sina Maasi.